Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press... The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, October 20, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
How you guys doing this super fantastic Wednesday morning? It's going to be like that. So, all right, we made it through another Tuesday. Everything's still moving forward. Ray, do we send anything out?
Nothing went out. No updates.
Okay. And what do we need to talk about? What? You said nothing? We got nothing to talk about?
I said,
I
had to think for a second.
All right.
Make sure I don't slip and say something.
Okay, Walt. Maliki's back. He's trying to take over the election. He's talking to all of the new guys, the independent people in Parliament, trying to get them all over on his team so he could come out with the largest group, which everybody's talking about. And all they're doing is bringing up the comments about we're in the situation we're in because of you. So they don't think he's actually going to be able to get it, but nothing beats a failure but a try. That's for sure. So he's trying to do it one more time to see what happens, okay? So we'll see. Other than that, today was the last day for them to file appeals, 3 days to file the documents with them. And then the council will make their decision as to where the election is at, who's the true winner. Now, they do say that there's a possibility of demonstrations and violence because of the results of the elections. But I think that's things that Maliki and Iranian military or guard are trying to put together as a possibility. Just because they want the election doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. Just mean they're putting it out there, confusing info. Nothing else. Nothing other than that till we see it. So we're biding our time. The bank's still on high alert. Our second window is coming up this weekend. And now that the appeals are in, I think everybody is seeing calm, because today was the first time we heard about the possibility of not, and that was from some of Abadi's people, who is over in Iran meeting with them right now about what to do about the election. Other than that, everything else is still good. They're still sending out emails. They're informing the people when they come in the banks of an upcoming change. There are, I guess, information on the TV, on billboards, explaining currency exchange, explaining revaluing the money. And actually, they're giving explanations and history of it in some of these articles that they're putting out, exactly what it takes, what's involved in it, and what criteria they need to meet in order for it to work. They are talking about the budgets. Price of oil went up again today, over $84. Today's article said they expect it to be $100 or higher during the first and second quarters of next year, which means, again, they have a huge surplus because the budget was based on $50 a barrel. Now they're expecting it to be over $100 a barrel. They're having a Dubai conference right now, trying to convince all of the investors, countries, private investors, everybody, participate in Iraq, the new modern Iraq, the calm Iraq, the new technology Iraq, how they're trying to promote themselves to everybody else about what's going to happen. Okay, so Let me see. Was there something else?
It's not standing out with me.
Okay, so 19 banks in Iraq have the international criteria, been given a new rating by Moody, which they're all excited about. They got all over their news telling everybody 19 banks, which will all be opening additional branches throughout the country. So they are excited. They are definitely internationally ready, qualified, and rated at this point. So, all right, let's do it.
Okay. First one is T-Spot. Getting ready to move from District 8 to District 7. Is it correct that I will need to exchange in District 8 if it RVs within 6 months?
You are supposed to exchange in the zone where you have lived the majority of the year, 181 days. That was a rule we were told. Now, rules are made for two reasons, to be bent and broken. So you decide.
Okay. Beta says, do I still have to give my zip code to exchange? I would like to say a zip code of a larger city. We live in a small town. I really don't want our local bankers or employees knowing our bank account balances. I believe they are the ones. Okay, this is about a bank. All right. So that's the question. Do I have to give my zip code to exchange?
Well, they want you to, but if you have a larger amount and your bank can't handle it, they're going to send you to a different area anyway. If you just want to go to a different area, as long as you're in your zone, tell them that's where you want to go. And they'll find your location based on your amount. Do what?
That's it. Works for me.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just that simple. Your address is going to be your address. You don't have to lie to them. Tell them what you want to do. All right, what's next?
Okay, this is a good RW7313. This is an electronic account question. It says, do we need to convert Dom into Rupiah in our electronic account now or after the RV to financially benefit from the conversion? All right, let's look at this. The electronic account process, the rate is going to be whatever it is. There's no negotiating. There's no, it's going to happen instantly, automatically. So with that information, the opening rates we were given, if these hold true, the Dom is going to open at 60 cents. The Rupee is going to open at $1.38. in the electronic account, those of you that are using electronic accounts. So, let's say you had 1 million Dom, and the rate changes. The Dom opens at 60 cents, then that's $600,000. Now, for the same money on 1 million Dom, you could have 600,000 Rupiah. The rate opens at $1.38. That 600,000 Rupiah would bring $828,000. So one will bring 600,000, the other one will bring 828,000 for the same money. That's a no-brainer when you do the math. It's a difference of $228,000 using the same dollar amount on the electronic part, because you're stuck with whatever that is. There's no flexibility there. So I hope that answered it for RW7313. And anyone else that's holding electronic accounts and want to know where you should be or where you want to be, just crunch the numbers if these opening rates hold true for us. Now, those who hold paper, that's a whole different scenario because you plan to go in and negotiate with your paper. Mountain Mole says, in the previous Iraqi elections, it was said in TNT that there were two critical offices that needed to be filled before the RV could be released. Those two positions were the Minister of Finance and Minister of Defense. Are these two positions not needed to be filled for the current RV?
Well, I think it was a different situation then, but I'm pretty sure they're going to go with the rentier government that they have right now, and I don't think they have to actually be filled in the new government. Now, even though they are not having parliament meetings, that I think they start next Tuesday with whoever's the oldest member who's been elected already to certify everything. So I'm not hearing that a concern. There's no war. There's no riots in the streets. There's no back and forth with Iran, the U.S., or anybody else that's going to be critical at this moment. And again, even then, the CBI was looking for stability in the government and the country. And right now, they feel like they have that. All right, what's next?
Real money for us. Number one, when does the new Iraq administration take office? I remember from an earlier call that the old administration would want to get credit for the RV.
Well, I don't know that any administration in Iraq was clamoring for it, even though they've all tried to get it. The new administration won't take over until the results of the election are resolved, until the ministers in the House are selected. So that's not going to happen probably until next year sometime, based on the dates and strategy and the time frames that I sent you guys out that this whole process takes. Just given the natural, somebody has to get selected. Somebody got to give their 15 days to get it done. They don't. Then the next guy got to get his 30 days to get it done if he don't. I mean, they could drag this out till February, March doing that, unless they cut all the days down, say we're done and it's over. So, again, that's not necessarily what we're looking for at this point. Because even today, people are still saying they think it's going to be Al-Kazimi, because that's who everybody, even the street, agrees he should be given a full term. The only one who doesn't agree with that is Maliki, Amiri, Abadi, the Iran. And, you know, even though Iran is saying they agree with it, Sadar agrees with it, the Kurdistan, Barzani says he agrees with it, and the Shiites say they agree with it. But Maliki is still trying to change it. So until that's actually over with, he doesn't see it. Right now, he is out traveling the country, meeting with all the new representatives who won so far, meeting with the independents. And they're saying, I think there's 43 of them or 30-something. They can't even talk to each other because they don't know each other. They don't have a network set up. It's their first time being in government. So he is going to them one at a time, trying to convince them to join him, making deals with them, making offers to them, or making threats to them. And they don't know what's going on. But that's what he's doing, trying to form the largest bloc so he can say he is the largest bloc. So we don't know what date and time the new government is going to take place. We're watching it just like we have every other time. Hello?
Okay. Number two says, I am considering joining in with a group for the exchange. Once we get the rate we want, do all of us have to exchange at the same bank? I believe we do, but need clarity for the group.
So, guys, you can simplify this and think negotiating anything. All you really have to do is sit on the other side of the table. Sit on the other side of the table. So if somebody came to you making you an offer and say, I have 10 people and we want to offer this, or we got, and we want to offer this, but only 4 of us want to come to you, everybody else want to go wherever they're at. Do I make that deal? Why do I try to make a deal that I'm not going to benefit from? Oh, wait, the bank will still benefit. The bank will get the money. They don't care about the bank. They work for the bank. They care about their commission that they're going to get. Why do I agree to give you all this and everything else is going to 4, 5, 6 other guys? I just increased their commission. And the fact that you're going to go do that, I don't know what's going to happen when you walk in their office and that guy says, oh, no, I'm not doing that deal. I don't care what he told you. I'm not going to do it. Or sign up with me and I'll give you a little bit more. And now he doesn't get that. The guy you're negotiating with is where everyone should plan on doing their exchange with. If I'm doing it, I'm not agreeing to that until all those people are set up appointments with me doing their paperwork. And when it's completed, I got everybody signed, then that's when we would do the payouts. I mean, that just makes business sense to me, along with common sense. That's how I would look at it. What's next?
Okay. Jim and KC says, has your UST contact been able to give you any more detailed information about the potential release of the RV besides the October 29 to November 2nd window?
No. And again, I did think they were going to be doing some payouts this week, like I told you guys last week. So waiting to see that happen first. And they're excited about it because they were told in the past that they couldn't do any more payouts until this is getting ready to happen. So some people are excited about that.
Okay. Did they have anything to say about the release of the RV being this week relative to the information you got from the 4 different countries?
No. Matter of fact, I didn't even ask him. All of that was in on the banking side. Every country was on the banking side, including this one. So, no, I didn't even ask that question.
Any information from the committee guy on the RV?
Nope. Haven't
okay.
talked to him.
Skin Man says.
But wait, let me say this real quick.
All right.
Because I got this. Iraq is actually trying to move the 22 budget to $55 to $60 now because they think oil is going to be over $100 a barrel. So they know they're going to have even more. So they're now going to change it and increase the 22 budget. Because of that. All right, now ready.
Okay. Skinman says, I know neither of you are tax experts or offer tax advice, but how do you see this investment being taxed, and how do you plan on handling the tax situation yourselves?
Ever since I've been involved in this, I have been told it's not going to be taxed, the exchange. On our side, I have been told right from the very beginning that the tax was taken out prior to us getting our exchange. So the tax has already been paid on the exchange. After that, on the interest, we're going to pay the taxes like everybody else in the world, based on your income, based on what it is, based on your tax bracket. Unless, I mean, you know, you're smarter than the average bear, some people claim to be, and end up paying no taxes, even though they've had millions and billions go through their fingers. And they just said they're just smarter than we are, so they pay no taxes. If you're of that mindset, then that's what you do. I, unfortunately, have had some experiences with the IRS, and I know to give unto Caesar what is his and go on and live my life. That's what I know. Okay? So you guys can do what you want to do. What's next? Oh, wait. I forgot. Ray probably got a different take on all of that.
Nope, sounded good.
Oh, okay.
Jim and Casey again says, once we have exchanged into U.S. dollars, can we combine the amounts of different currencies into one account without it being considered co-mingling the dinar with other currency proceeds? I intend to.
They turn into U.S. dollars. There's just U.S. dollars, I would think. You know? I mean, they got the initial amount that you exchanged already. They said keep it in a separate account just in case you do, or it is taxed. Hey, this is a dollar. But if once I do the exchange, I have the established dollar amount of what it was, then I can move it anywhere I want to because now it's just U.S. dollars. If I got to pay tax, it's going to be on the established amount that was during the exchange, I would think. Now, I'm not a tax guy, like you said. I'm not advising you. I'm just showing you some things I think I don't want to say are just common. Some things are just life, normal ones. It's green dollars, and I lay them on the table. I can't tell which one came from dong and which one came from dinar or which one came from zim. They're just green dollars to me. But ask the tax professional. That's what they get paid for. All right, what's next?
California Sugar says, since Parliament has to reorganize and Sadar has a month to select a prime minister and then we have religious holidays, should we expect this to happen next year?
Ooh. You know, when we look at it and we say, what would our government do? What are we looking for? Are we really looking for the final thing to be completed and life goes on? Governments in place, agreements started, all the contracts been signed, the 22 budget's been released, all the businesses are now pouring in. Would that be the perfect time to change the rate? Yeah, except for all the businesses are not going to come in until the rate is changed because they want to make sure it's going to happen just like you and me. All the good things they're announcing with the countries and these investment opportunities and signing these MOIs or MUIs are not going to go into effect until the rate is changed. The fact that I know the contractors, at least my guys who have the contract with the country, have a date, which he did not give me, but their contract is effective with a new rate. There's already a new rate on their cards. Remember, all those things say that's not their plan, even though it would look better to the outside world or me and you, because it actually does make sense to me. Wait till next year. But what we're hearing is not that. What the banks are saying is not that. And more importantly, I think if the people don't see something by the end of this month, November, it's going to be all bad. That's my opinion. Now, what they're doing by running these infomercials on TV, by putting all these news articles out, by doing these things on these billboards, is trying to keep the people calm by letting them know that it is coming. It's coming. By sending out the emails saying this is what's going to happen in the coming days, they know it's coming. So they're treating the whole country like they live in Texas. You know, they're putting that stick out there, putting that carrot in front of it, and saying, go get it, like they do in Texas. Well, how long is that going to work is the question. I just had to throw Texas in there, y'all know. Because they just leave them alone. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. All right, what's next?
Okay, live callers. 512 area code, you are on.
I'll say, better not be nobody from Texas first.
512 area code.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing something else.
214 area code, you're on.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, yes, sir.
Good morning.
On the call Monday, you said that they had contracts signed and dated, but I guess you couldn't tell us that date of this new rate, that whatever it's going to be, we don't know. But I don't know if we can indulge that or not. That was really one of my questions.
I did tell you. I told you on the call Monday, they had contracts,
yeah,
and they were supposed to be effective last Saturday, because that's when he thought it was going to happen. And
I mean, okay, I thought you said they had some new contracts and that they had the date on it when it's supposed to happen. I guess I misunderstood that. Okay.
I don't know what the new date is because I haven't talked to them. But they do have a rate. But the date they had was last Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, the other question, I guess back in 2019, y'all sent out some stuff we had to download about preparing for the exchange. I thought maybe some of these newbies might. And another question is this still going to be pretty much what's in there? I know some of it may change, but pretty much 90% of that still stands as if we go do our exchange?
Yeah.
I think it's 16 or 19 papers. So do you everything to do before the exchange, the night of, the day of, everything T for T. So, I mean, it's all there.
Still applies because we haven't been made aware of anything different. You walk in
there. I didn't think so, but I know things change daily. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell you, but this is Pork Chop from Texas. So anyway, thank y'all. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you. 404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your
tenacity
here. Sticking with us. Hi to you both. I was curious to know, given the, because you referenced this quite a bit on the call today, about the fact that they are really gearing up, ramping up the information to the citizenry over in Iraq, utilizing the television and billboards and who knows what other means for sharing the information. How much is this differing from when they were doing this 2-3 months ago? More detailed, exactly the same thing, but just more frequency. What's the difference between the information?
I don't know that it is. It is different information because they're explaining to them how the world operates first, how dollar, how the international community, they're trying to educate them on that. They got the banks giving classes and seminars about how the economy works so they know where all this fits in. It's not just about, lower denoms and nickel and dimes coming out. It's about changing the economy, and we're changing the rate and creating the jobs to change the economy. So it's a more in-depth education, first of all, I think, and it's really purpose, I think, and unfortunately that I have to even say it, is just what I've been saying, dangling the carrot in front of them so they won't react in a negative way, but know it's still coming.
Right.
It's more
so you do feel
about the rate itself. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so that your Iraqi contacts are saying that it is succeeding in terms of kind of pacifying the moodiness of the crowd who may be somewhat upset with the election results if their candidates didn't win, but this seems to be pacifying them that good times are just around the corner, so they aren't really gearing for major demonstrations and the like. Is that kind of what your folks from Iraq are sharing with you?
What they're telling me is that most people in Iraq are absolutely happy with the election because they think al-Kazimi is going to be reelected and given another opportunity out of all those groups. Maliki, Amiri, Abadi, and Iran are trying to light a match to start a forest fire by putting out their groups of people in certain places and saying things, trying to get everybody riled up. Kind of like, I know you guys are not going to like this, but this is what's going on in Iraq. They're saying they stole the election. They're saying that it wasn't true, that they put out false numbers. They want a recount. I mean, all the same things that we just heard is what they're doing, trying to get the people in an uproar in the streets, trying to convince them that something happened, even though we had 14, 15 different countries over there monitoring it, watching the streets inside the election places, and even now watching the counts. And again, just like us, there are appeals coming in. And the ones they recount will only pertain to those individual appeals. They've already said they're not going to do a recount unless you have specifics. So now they're trying to come up with that. So they're trying their best to get the people think something happened to get them in the uproar, because that's Iran's best chance of getting back control, especially where Sadr has already told them where he's going with the new government and, you know, removing the militia, the arms, and everybody who has influence. So it's a little bit different. They're reinforcing the people, though, with the information that everything's good. That's why they let them know about the international ranking for the banks. That's why they let them know about not just the price of oil, but the projections all the way to next June. Over $100 a barrel, that they're going to have a surplus. That's why they changed the numbers today. Oh, man, we did 40, and we only were in a deficit of $29 trillion, but we've already taken care of that. And if the budget comes out, that leaves $10 trillion that we can easily take care of. That's at the rate at $60 a barrel. Now they're saying it's $84 a barrel. But when most governments just go about their business, especially in Iraq normally, they're putting every piece of information on the front page, on the news, running to keep the people excited about what's about to come. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Appreciate that. And lastly, I find it very positive and encouraging about the fact of these 19 Iraqi banks having met all of the international criteria and getting a Moody ranking and that sort of thing, and planning to open up additional branches. What kind of time frame is being projected for that being in the final stages and actually activated?
there's no time frame, Miss CIA. They just came up with the heading today.
Well, you've got all of the secret backdoor information. You should know that already.
Well,
I don't know
when they're going to open which branch, where, how many, but they're going to open some. I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, you know what the question will be forthcoming if we do, in fact, have another call on Friday, because it hasn't happened between now and then. But we do know that whenever this does happen, 10 days, we tack that on, and that's when our special TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. If we were to do it today or tomorrow, we could still do this in October. That would be really fun. But November is a good
month.
That
would be really fun. I would love to do it in October, right before Christmas. I would love to. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I hear you. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great wealth coming to us Wednesday. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. 754, Erica, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. It's Mahjong Lady.
Greetings.
A beautiful, non-humid South Florida day. Perfect weather to be here.
Okay. Good morning.
Yep. Gorgeous. Ray, I saw that you cashed our check yesterday. Thank you for that. And I don't know if you know this, Ray, that you get a check from San Antonio, Texas, that always says Mahjong Lady's friend on it, and they purposely circle San Antonio, Texas, so when you tell your brother what came in, you can tell him that Texas people are sending in checks, too.
I thought they wanted us to know they weren't part of the rest of Texas, that San Antonio was different. But okay.
expanding a little on what CIA lady was just talking about, I read about the Fitch and Standard & Poor's and Moody ratings. Have you heard anything on how the rating went? Were they rated A, A minus, B? Any idea of what the rating they got was?
I'm trying to think. I can't remember. I did read it, though. But it didn't rate it. It just said they got an international rating. And they met the qualifications. So it didn't give it a credit ranking or anything for banks, A, B, or B minus. But they're now internationally rated. So, no,
okay.
I didn't see that.
All right.
Okay?
And on the banks that they're going to be opening, where has anything been said about whether this is pre-RV or post-RV that they're planning on opening them?
No, and it didn't say it. It just said these 19 banks, they got the rating, and they're going to open additional branches. So I would think all of that takes some time, effort, and planning, and I don't know how long they've been planning on doing it. I mean, you don't just open a bank tomorrow. I got to build it. I got to, look at my surroundings. Is it the right area? And then how big does it be? How many people can I get in? I mean, there's a lot of things to go through. So I don't think they're going to magically pop up with 30, 40 new branches next month or even in the next 3 months when they only have 300 banks in the country, the whole country. They only have 300 banks. So, but and some of them probably the size of a 7-Eleven, an exchange location. They call it a bank, whatever. So I don't expect it to be overnight. That could be any time later. So.
Okay. On to when we do the exchange. For the 10 years I've been in it, we've always been told to separate the dong, the dinar, the zim into separate accounts. And you just said once we have the American dollars, we can commingle. Will they let us know at the exchange whether there is any tax on it? And if it is, it would be all the currencies, not just dinar. So what's the point of even putting them in separate accounts at the exchange?
Okay. So this is really the thing. If they tax the exchange and any currency was not taxed, it would be the dinar, because we were told that tax was already taken out prior to our exchange, which means the dong, the zim, rupiah, Indonesia could all be taxed. We don't know if they're going to be or not. Now, they say there's going to be no tax, but all of those, so you got it just the opposite. They're not. They're saying don't let your dinar get taxed because all the rest of these currencies got taxed. Do it separately. So I'm going to do my paperwork separately. I'm even going to initially put it in a separate account. So it's a separate transaction. But after that, it's just dollars. We have the amount. We know what it was. If I have to pay taxes, that's all I have to pay taxes on is that amount during that transaction, because I did it separately. Once they're green dollars, then I can move them around freely because it doesn't matter. I'm going to pay interest on them anyway.
Well, interest okay, you might taxes, right.
Yeah.
And my final question just has to deal with the budget. We're 10 weeks away from the end of the year, heading into 2022. Do you feel that they will ever open the 2021 budget, or are they gearing more towards getting the 2022 budget and opening that one, even though they passed the 2021 budget 7 months ago?
Okay. So the budget passed. The 12 paragraphs been concluded. There's nothing stopping them from opening the budget tomorrow. They just haven't done it yet, far as we know, because there's nothing else to stop them. But the bigger thing is there's nobody complaining about why they aren't doing it, because they know the rate changes in there. So do we want to do it at this time? They are benefiting right now with the surplus money and saying they're paying it during the 1/12 procedure that they're doing. 1/12 what the budget would have been every month. We're just going to use that. Can they do that? Yeah, because they've done it for the last 15 years that we've been involved in this. Is that their goal? I don't know that it is, because they're telling their contractors something else. They're telling their people something else. Could they be stringing all of us along? They've been doing that for years. So it could absolutely happen. But here's the thing. The 22 budget, just this morning, they said, hey, we're not going to go with the 45, 52. We're going to go with 60. So now they got to redo that, restructure the numbers. Then they have to wait for a new parliament, House members, everything else, in order to go through the 22 budget, plus fight, change what they've done with the 21 until they're able to submit it and get it approved. And that'll be the middle of next year. Because why? These new guys come in and don't have a clue what they're doing, how it goes about. Everybody's going to have their own idea. Every administration does. And then if the price of barrel stays over 80, then 90, 100, they're going to have more money than they even thought of what to do with. So I don't foresee us waiting on that to change the rate, because then nothing else they said happens. There's no new job opportunities. There's no new contracts. There's no money flow. None of the countries are coming in doing again what they've just agreed to do. Because nobody's going to do it without the rate change, without knowing it's stable. So I don't see them waiting for the 22 budget at all, because they possibly wait until January and do the 21 budget. They could. God knows I hope they don't. God knows I'm ready to be done with this. That's not what they're telling us, though, and that's not what they're telling the people. And I don't mean the people on the street. I mean the people who they're doing business with are not being told that it's going to wait till then.
Okay. That's all my questions for today. And since Friday is Mahjong Day, I'm hoping my husband comes out during the game and says that this was the final Friday call. If not anything over the weekend, I'll be back on Monday. And thank you both for everything you do. I appreciate it. Have a great Wednesday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
360, Erica, you are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, good. I missed you guys the other day. I never asked a question I don't want the answer to, so I'm not going to ask you if you missed me. I'm just going to assume.
Did you go somewhere? Were you not here?
I was in the process of going crazy, but I found I was the only one going, so I thought I made that trip for no purpose. So that's how that is. Gosh, Tony, a lot of things come to mind. To your knowledge, have there been any official appeals filed yet in Iraq? They've been mumbling in
about it. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there were. I can't remember how many there were, though. But
okay.
I'm sure there were.
Okay. Now, I've kind of asserted this for a while, that I didn't think that Iran would go quietly into the night. In your opinion, do you think that Iraq is ready to respond to the militias if the push comes to shove and they said, we want you guys out, and they say, we're not going? Is the military in Iraq prepared?
I think the military is prepared, but more importantly, I think with the then new government, they would ask the U.S. to come back in. Now, nobody wants to see that happen, of course. Iran has to be convinced that there's more to lose than there is to gain, because then everybody would be against them, the citizens, the new government, everything. And with the agreement that Iraq has put in place with the other countries now, as long as they went through with it, they could get all the gas or electricity they need from those countries to build up to it. And then it could easily be made for the citizens to know Iran is to blame for this and behind it. Now, Iran actually has more to lose because that's their only source of money now that we have the sanctions on them or they've been over there. So they would lose that because Iraq is their greatest import-export partner. Then they would lose that. And then they'd end up being like Venezuela, right?
Sure.
Their currency would further collapse, their economy, and their own people turn on them. That's how I see it just pouring out. The question is, with the militia doing what they would do, or if they start destroying everything that they build, how would that affect the investors? So that's what we have to look at.
Sure. Well, and I mean, do you honestly believe that Iran would just walk away from their cash out, or they've got all that money invested already?
They're not walking away. They're keeping their piece of the pie in Maliki, Abadi, and Amiri. They're still going to try to influence agreement, and that's why they went over there with Al-Kazimi to make sure certain things he was still going to do once this is over with. They can have influence without having guys walking up and down the street with rifles. They can have it through this election if they had enough people in the government. Okay, let's look at an example. I'm just saying, because this is political, guys, but it does do things. But Texas is making changes in the laws, and everybody's fighting it, but it's not affecting the rest of the world. But it's still their little power play. Same thing with Arizona. Does it influence everybody else? Does it make everybody else stop and think? Does it change some agreements that are going on in Washington just by what they're doing? People aren't involved in the fight, are directed or misdirected by the fight. Same thing would happen in Iraq. They could say, okay, even if we end up doing that because it's for the greater good, as long as we still have influence in the money where it counts, in the other decisions about who you're doing business with and how much volume you're going to do with us, we can still control things and do what? Wait for the next election, because that's what they do. Wait for the next election and then say, this time we're going to push it our way. Same things that we do here. They're just going to be smarter about it, and it's not going to be about guns and bullets, but brains and brawn and who has the most influence. So one thing in getting people behind you, you got two ways of doing it, as great leaders do. You can do it through fear, which they've been doing with guys on the streets and guns, or you can do it through respect and honor. And how do you get people's respect, honor, and loyalty? By giving them what they need. Food, water, clothes, jobs. I gave you that. And that is going to be the new way to do it, I think, once this election is over. Who's giving the most? Who's taking the most credit? Maliki's downfall right now, even this morning, is he's being blamed for ISIS. He's being blamed for their economy. He's being blamed for everything that went wrong during his 8 years because he was in charge. And we know he didn't, and he did it based on what Iran wanted him to do, collapse the country so they could take over. Everybody can clearly see it now. They couldn't see it while they were in the midst of it, but they can clearly see it now. No different than here. It's hard to see how many trees they are when you're standing in the middle of the forest. I mean, you got to get out of it, turn around and look and say, oh, my God, I was part of that. That's what I have. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, I think it's ironic,
too.
We're
too political on this call.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. Did I guess that rant was my fault, and I apologize to everybody. Ray, I'm apologizing, okay? I don't want to end up in the doghouse just because I stepped on the wrong button. Okay, good. The irony, too, is something that struck me when you were talking that oil going to over $100 a barrel, that just works right into everybody's pocketbook. Since we're going into winter. And so the fact that the oil prices are predicted to go sky high right at the time when they'll make the most money doing. So that $100 a barrel would be a green light to every oil company around the world for the not only the people producing, but the people that are refining. So it's always every winter the price goes up because of winter. And so I wouldn't think that would be a surprise to anybody. At least I hope it doesn't.
No. I think you got that backwards. The price of oil usually goes down in winter because people aren't traveling. It goes up every summer because people get ready to hit the road. Gas goes up. Everything goes up because the price of oil goes up. Oil is going up right now for two reasons. The agreement that Iraq, as the third biggest distributor, made the OPEC agreement, and the fact that the U.S. is decreasing their production. It's driving the price up. Because everybody else, Iraq wants to produce more so they can get the money. And we're saying, okay, you produce more, we're going to produce less. That's going to drive the price up, make your country look even better. Because that's what's going on right now. Again, when the corona was here, nobody was traveling, oil prices went down. Last winter, everything else. This winter, they're going up. Because Biden just agreed to release the restrictions on foreign countries. Airplanes are going to be taking off like crazy in November because he's released the borders, opened it up, let everybody come back in. People are saying corona, no corona. I'm traveling this winter because they're making reservations already. But we're going to produce less oil, import more to help cause the price to go up that people aren't even looking at. That's one of the major reasons that it is, in fact, happening.
Well, I guess that will be there's a great American who had the comment, time will tell. And
okay.
there's a little smoke for somebody there.
All right.
We'll see if the price of oil, when I mean the price of oil, I mean to the consumer, the people that are buying heating oil, the people that are – the things that they – maybe I got it backwards, but it seems to me I don't recall the price of heating oil go down in the wintertime when it's as high as demand. At least that's from the retail standpoint. Maybe we'll see. I hope that I'm wrong.
No, heating oil is going to go up. But because the price of oil is going up, because the U.S. is reducing their production of it. But your gas prices aren't going to go up because they go down every winter.
Okay. Marjong lady took my one comment about the banks away, and the only thing I was going to say is, does it make sense for them to all be opening a bunch of branches all over the country unless they've already gone into the RV? Because it wasn't one of the things they wanted to do to get the people into the banks and get on the electronic system? And if they don't do that by getting banks out in the periphery, there has to be a carrot to that, doesn't there? And wouldn't that carrot be their new rate?
Well, yeah, but I think the bank strategy could be over the next 2-3 years. You just can't open up, you know, a whole bunch of branches at one time everywhere. So I just think they mean they're going to grow with the economy is the way I would look at it.
All right. Well, I'll get off and let somebody else on, and I appreciate it very much. And we'll look forward to sometime between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So
thank you, sir. Alrighty.
Well, I'm looking to next weekend, so we'll see.
Okay, man. I hope you're right, Tony. Thanks, Ray.
Alrighty. Bye-bye now.
All right, thanks.
610, Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And Ray, before I begin, I just want to make sure that with the electronic payment system now, will that work on your computer, your notepad, and your smartphone? Is that correct?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Fantastic. Super, super. All right. Long version here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our financial gifts in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, Ray has outdone himself. He has made it super simple for all of us to send in our donations electronically. All you need to go do is get to the www.TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red Send Gift button, scroll down, and now you will be able to use any debit or credit card of your choice, and you have a menu there of gifts that you can send in. It's very simple. Just click on the gift that you want to send in and follow the instructions that pop up. Again, for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, just go to the www.TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that Send Gift button, scroll down, and you'll be able to use any debit or credit card of your choice, and you can click on the gift that you want to send in. Just follow the instructions there, and your gifts will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in those gifts, please remember to include your phone number. That way, it'll make it easier for Ray to track all those gifts as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are all going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Do appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hey, let me comment on this real quick, though, so everybody knows what's happening. Thank you, G-Man. I appreciate it. Guys, we went through Cash App, and people complained. We went through Venmo, and people complained. Well, I shouldn't say complain, but had concerns about Cash App and then about Venmo, which Cash App and Venmo had some concerns of their own. So, but people didn't know how to download it, go through it, didn't have it. People were having problems with PayPal, and Google Pay was too hard for a lot of people to figure out. And I got a bunch of texts, and Ray got a bunch of texts, and did I do it right? Did you receive it? Did you do this? Well, supposedly this system right here takes care of all that, because you can use your Cash App debit card, your Venmo debit card, your B of A, Wells Fargo, Citizens Credit, any Visa, MasterCard, debit card, American Express, anything you choose to, so you don't have to download any other program to go ahead and do that. So we made it kissable. Right now, keep it simple, sweetheart. There's another version of that too. But anyway, keep it simple, sweetheart. So now anybody and everybody can go in, make a donation. Again, we got 124,000 followers or 20-something thousand followers. And still only 100 people donating. To electronically, because Ray keeps up with the checks too, which is different. Well, I don't know. It's still the same people who send checks all the time, too. So it's no different. So as I told him, since he says, what, KYW, right? Oh, know your worth. Yeah, and I'm just saying, well, I know my worth. I don't know. He might be confused. I don't think he is. But anyway, we've been doing this a long time. I don't know. I'm hoping it's over. You guys can tell I'm getting frustrated with, tired of it. I know Ray is too. But we're going to find out, because the next step is, while you go in and do this and pick how much you want, it instantly sends you a receipt. We're going to figure out how to instantly do something else with those people that donate. I don't know what yet. I don't know how. And you guys in the mail, don't be concerned, because Ray says, I don't mention you guys, but he is tracking it. He's keeping a log of it. We'll know how to include it, and that's why we've been asking for your phone numbers, so we could do just that. And this process simplifies even that for us in figuring it out. But it's there. It's available. G-Man told you, just go to the site, do it, pick what you want to do, and we'll see what happens from here. But thank you, G-Man. I appreciate you going through the details of it. And now you guys know why, because now it can't get any easier than this. It just can't. All right, Ray, what's next?
501 area code. You're next. Okay, 386 area code. You are next.
Yeah, let me get you off the external speaker real quick.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, okay, we hear you now.
Okay. G-Man covered just about everything I was wanting to ask about, but on filling out that gift thing, it lists your phone number. Did it come through with my donation?
If you put it in there, it came through.
Can
you put on this screen? it's coming through, because it all comes as one piece.
Well, because you fill out your name and phone number and stuff like this on the registration. I didn't know whether that came through, all that came through to you or not, because there's no external place to add a message.
Okay, there isn't. But did you get a receipt?
Yes.
Okay, then it went through. If you got that receipt, it went through. We got the information.
No,
he wants to know, did the telephone number show up? And yes, it did. It's up there.
I know. Anything
you put in those boxes, we'll see it.
If you got the receipt, we got all the information. Yeah.
I just wondering, because everything else you have to put in your phone number separately. This one is all inclusive, so that's fine.
Right. It's all inclusive. One screen, one everything. See, we super simplified it so we could do it all right there, one pop.
That's going to make it easier for us in the future if we just isolate it to those who are making donations. But anyway, thank you. It works.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it simple for us technology-challenged old fuddy-duddies.
Okay. Yeah, it took me several hours getting that done, too, just so you... Anyway, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right.
Well, all right,
thank
sir.
You
take care. All righty. Bye-bye. 862 area code. You are on.
Thank you. Hello, Ray. Good afternoon.
Greetings.
No, good morning, Tony. This is Mr. CIA. Long time no talk to you guys.
All right.
Just
good
a
morning.
Couple of things. Hey, a couple of things. One, this one's for Ray, but the big one's for you, Tony. So if the answer to your question is not Humphrey, then is there another answer, Ray?
That was the answer. I just asked the question incorrectly, and then I corrected the question for those that caught the correction.
All right. Just wanted to make sure on that. Okay, so going on to Tony. Now, Tony, taking the – I would say the 10,000-foot view, but I think I'm going to back it up to the 100,000 foot view, and taking into consideration Diary of an Economic Hitman and how big these things happen to be on a global scale and politics and all this other crazy business that can be factored in, how likely do you think it is for Iraq to continue with trying to stretch this out, get the election challenges sorted, running into next year sometime is just trying to game this thing out, keeping contractors on hold from, you said they haven't told them that they're not going to do it, but then you said I don't hear anything about them being told that they will do it, you know, play things out. They probably wouldn't tell them that. That wouldn't be such a smart move. But I'm just thinking of how much the coffers could get built up, and this is something that they could hide behind with the people and say, see, it's not us. It's this person challenging the election. It's this, that, or the other. And by the time oil is probably $200 a barrel and the coffers are spilling over, I mean, you know, it's just continuous one thing after the next that could be leveraged for buying more time for whatever reason, more time needs to be bought. So I'm just trying to get my head around all of that because it's just, you know, it seems like obviously it's week in, week out. There's always something that, you know, goes and comes with this meeting one deadline or missing one deadline or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, happens to be hanging out there off of the carrot that's leading folks around by their nose. So that's my question. How likely do you think it is for this to continue to be gamed out the way that it's being gamed out?
All right. You guys got to remember something. Iraq wants to be the richest country in the region. They want that. Not just for prestige, but Iran wanted or Leaky wanted so they could steal more money. They wanted it a long time ago. And that's why the U.S. didn't want it to happen until laws and safety measures were put in place where they couldn't do that. So even now, they say the election was being monitored. But so is the money coming from the currency auction is now being monitored. So they know exactly who's getting what and where it's going from there. That's why they made it transparency. That's why they put the smuggling law in place. That's why they put the corruption law in place there, everything else. Because now they can, in fact, take immediate actions against those people. Because now it's a law that they're actually breaking, and they can do it. Iraq wants it to happen now, because they know they can't keep dangling the international community to come in and help and build and do all these projects. They think the biggest change in Iraq is going to occur when they can do the China deal. But they said they're willing to invest more in the country than anybody. They're willing to invest and start building those 1,000 schools right now and not waiting. We'll do a lot of it. The U.S. is stopping all that. The U.S. doesn't want the China deal to actually go through as it is because it gives them too much influence. So it sounds like we're blaming Iraq for things that are really out of their control. And I've said it over and over and over again. The U.S. Treasury said Iraq can say what they want, but they're not going until we say they can go because we have the veto power to stop it all. We're not going to get by, you guys listen carefully, for blaming it on Biden no more than we blamed it on Trump when he didn't do it, no more we blamed it on Obama when he didn't do it. There's things that make sense and don't. Protecting the exchange that's going to occur over the next 30 years makes sense than doing the RV tomorrow without any of that. Now, I'm just looking from a business perspective, even a country leader perspective, finance. This is not a one and done, give them the money, let the country go to hell, and now we're all broke because we gave away all the dollars. That just really doesn't make sense. So the things that have to be in place have to be completed. I know Iraq's trying to do them. I see them. And they're making announcements, and they're trying to hold their people off, saying, you know, we're going to be able to go, just calm down, wait a minute, so you don't destroy everything while we're trying to get this done. But at the same token, you know, is Iraq trying to be satisfied, Iran trying to be satisfied, and the U.S. trying to be satisfied, which there may be, you know, two or three kings around the world, but one thing we all know, there's only one queen of the house, okay? when we do that, I don't care. There's only one of them. See, like, she's in charge in the house. And the same thing when we look here. Iraq is steady going. They got all the numbers. Like I said, they've done everything. Even with the 12 paragraphs that they used as an excuse, they got it out the way. They're still not going because somebody is telling them not yet. For whatever reason it is, which we don't have that. Again, we're basing all of this on the 30% that we see and know, not the 70% that we don't. What's going on, what backdoor deals being cut, what they're waiting for to actually occur. We don't know. Iran has a new government. You got to remember, they got a new president last month themselves, or prime minister, 2 months ago. Now Iraq is going through the same thing. Now, are we sure they're both stabilized and know what they're doing? There's a lot of, you know, mixes making up this cake. So I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know. Can they drag it out? Absolutely. They drug it out for the last 10, 12 years. Was it Iraq? Absolutely not. They wanted to do it 5 years ago when they weren't even ready. They put out articles saying, hey, this was supposed to happen in 2012. Then it was supposed to happen in 2014. Then in 2019, last week of September, this was supposed to happen. Well, every time the U.S. stopped it from happening, not us, they wanted their money. They wanted to be rich because they wanted to steal it all. But it wasn't Iraq who said go, no go, stop, go. It was the U.S. who's been telling them that. At this point right now, even what Sadar is saying, when it's over, when the RV happens, then they will have full control of their country. So we've been holding that over their head. Then he can go in and say, well, Iran, we don't want to do this now. Or U.S., we don't want to do this. I mean, we got money now. Other countries are coming to us. We have options. You know, unless they do something blatant or corrupt, because then the DOJ has agreement, they can come step back in, but Iraq already knows that. If they go back and try to bankrupt the country or blatantly stealing, DOJ gets to come in and take back over, and it's going to be like that. But right now, the confidence building, what they need to do is give all of the Iraq citizens, because the other country heads, everybody knows what's going on. But they need to convince the Iraq citizens that they have a stable government, that they're leaders, and that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, especially within the banking system, in order to create the economy that everybody wants Iraq to be, because they're all getting a piece of it. China's not giving it to them out of the goodness of their heart. They're trying to steal their economy. They're trying to do just what they did over here in the U.S. by our monuments, by our buildings, by our banks. Why? Professors of economic hitman. That's why. But the U.S. is trying to do the same thing, but not by putting money in, even though we give them money, but not by building, taking over their structures, by influencing their government. Both trying to accomplish the same thing. Iran, the same thing. How can I control this country in the background? That's the battle that's really going on and that we're waiting for. But the RV, it's a simple, simple, is CBI can do it when they want to, when it's stable, both the government and the economy. Right now, they're both stable. They've been stable. The election is just part of the process. You can't say a government's in chaos just because they had an election. Oh, we're in chaos every 4 years. And nobody's saying they're in chaos. You can't say the country is because all the bombing stopped. The people aren't rioting in the street. The only issue they're having right now is the currency, and it can be fixed with a flip of a switch because of the price of oil, because they have a budget, because the white paper says they have a plan for the next 5 years. Again, everything's there. I can't be negative because I know it's business, not personal. It's business. I want it to be over with just like you do. I want it to be over with no more than I'm tired of the bills. I'm tired of not getting paid, almost getting paid. I want it to be over with because I know you guys are frustrated because I'm frustrated because I probably had 30 calls yesterday. I probably had from different countries, from different people, and everybody's telling me something different or asking me something different, just like you guys. I want it to be over so I can be a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, just like everybody else. But I'm trying to live in the reality of it. But I do know it's coming. That's the one thing I never worry about. Is it going to happen? Well, I know that. It's just a matter of when. So that was a long one, and you cannot blame Walt for that. You got to take on that one. All right.
Okay, sir.
Well, I'm gonna say he probably,
I didn't think those were your closing statements, so.
That's right. That could be my closing statement. Absolutely.
Already?
Guys, everything is good, though. It's not here yet. We're going to see what happens this weekend. Appeals they actually filed, if it makes any difference. But the banks are being told one thing. The Treasury said this weekend is, in fact, a window. The contractors in Iraq are told in the coming days they're about to get paid and their money's on their cards. So I don't see a negative. I'm sitting here waiting for it to happen. If I were you and you were me, what I would do is take this opportunity and buy more dump. That's what I would do. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they don't do it. At least every Friday, I'd just be getting richer if I were you. So. All right, Ray, do your thing.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for today, this Hump Day Wednesday. And we shall return on Fantabulouser Friday. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe, I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.